final day Monday for U.S. presidential candidates to convince undecided voters and urge their supporters to vote. Republican President Donald Trump and former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden are holding events in multiple states that will be among the most important in determining the outcome in Tuesday's election. The common stop on their itineraries is Pennsylvania, a state where Biden has been ahead in recent polls, but which Trump won in 2016. The winner of Pennsylvania earns 20 of the 270 electoral votes a candidate needs to earn a four-year term in the White House. Results from Election Day will not be official until weeks later, and the world will be watching. Iran's foreign ministry said Monday it will focus on the, quote, actions, end quote, of the new U.S. administration rather than who wins the White House. A ministry spokesman told reporters, quote, more than the result of the election, we will pay attention to the actions, end quote, of whoever is president. Since unilaterally withdrawing from a landmark nuclear deal with Tehran and world powers in 2018, the Republican administration of President Trump has reimposed and extended crippling sanctions on Iran. Saudi Arabia and Qatar are among countries slated to establish relations with Israel under a regional rapprochement launched by U.S. President Donald Trump, an Israeli official said Monday. Straying from Israel's reticence about Tuesday's U.S. election, Intelligence Minister Eli Cohen said implementing further normalization deals could depend on the next president displaying continued resolve against Iran. For more election coverage and all of the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. Several gunmen entered Kabul University Monday morning and opened fire, killing at least 19 people and wounding more than 20 others. A spokesperson for Pakistan's Ministry of Interior says several armored security vehicles could be seen outside the university. Eyewitnesses said they saw several gunmen open fire on students inside the campus. The Afghan Taliban have denied responsibility. While the reason for the attack is not clear, Monday was the inauguration of an Afghan-Iran book exhibition at the university. Several senior Afghan officials and Iran's ambassador to Afghanistan were expected to be there. It was not clear whether any officials were on campus at the time of the attack. A four-week partial shutdown has started in Germany, with bars, restaurants, theaters, cinemas, and other leisure facilities closing down until the end of the month in a drive to flatten a rapid rise in coronavirus infections. The restrictions that took effect Monday are milder than the ones Germany imposed in the first phase of the pandemic in March and April. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told a news conference Monday Germany has had to react with new restrictions on public life to protect the health system, saying the number of people with the coronavirus in intensive care units has doubled in the last 10 days. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says he will self-quarantine after being identified as a contact of a person who tested positive for COVID-19. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The WHO's Tedros wrote on Twitter late Sunday that he's well and without symptoms, but will self-quarantine anyway in coming days in line with WHO protocols and work from home. The tweet did not identify who among his contacts had been infected. The UN Health Agency is based in Geneva, where cases are increasing and where tighter restrictions have been announced aimed to curb the spread of the virus. More than 1,000 new cases have been recorded each day recently in an area of just 500,000 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Mexico, parades were canceled and cemeteries closed Sunday during the Day of the Dead festival, in which people normally deck their homes, streets, and relatives' graves with flowers, candles, and colorful skulls. Belarus's Interior Ministry said Monday about 300 people were detained in the capital Minsk at a weekend opposition rally against the re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. Tens of thousands of protesters marched from central Minsk to a Soviet-area execution site Sunday in the latest protest against the 66-year-old Lukashenko's claim to victory in an August presidential election. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.